One of the most frequently asked questions I get is, I've got 3, 4, 6, 5K, can I do rent to rent and how do I do it? So on this video, I'm gonna break down 9 secret hacks that I think can help you achieve that goal. If you're brand new to me, I'm Simon and I've dedicated my life for the last 3 years to rent to rent. HMO and SA, I've seen it all, I've done it all, I've done countless deals. All over the country, I've helped other people do deals all over the country, and all I want to do is give back and help you, yeah? I'm not trying to sell anything, this is just value. So if you like content like this, make sure you subscribe right now for the weekly content. So let's get into the video. How do you do rent to rent with 5K? Number one, education. If you've had a look, you will know that property education can be expensive, and therefore you're gonna need to be resourceful and creative. Quick disclaimer, some people would say, use the whole 5K to get educated, yeah? Then find yourself an investor once you've got the knowledge. They've got the money, you've got the time and knowledge, you can JV. And that would be a good strategy. But for this video, let's assume all you've got is the 5K, what should you do? So, property education can be expensive, and the last thing you wanna do is blow your budget on education, on a course, right? So what I would do is I would get very resourceful. I'd pick somebody that you connect with on YouTube, on podcasts. I would immerse yourself in the content. I would learn it to the highest degree and make sure that you get 95% of the info, and then piece together the gaps by speaking to people that are doing it. You know, most people can spare 5 or 10 minutes to point you in the direction. And if you need any help from me or any questions, just comment below. But try and save money here, okay? Try and save money. Obviously, you know, I do mentoring, so I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm just keeping it real. You got 5K. Can't afford me right now. So learn this stuff, get resourceful, and then get somebody just to give you that last few percent. Number two, setup is gonna have to be cheap. So you can't be going and spending a grand on the website. I had somebody come to me the other day and said, I've been quoted $2,500 for a website. I was like, no, hell no. You need to be getting up 5 a.m. like I did, getting a Squarespace account, 30-day free trial, building your website, and it being £15 per month. Okay, you're gonna need the ICO, you're gonna need the property redress scheme, you're gonna need insurances, but all of those can be done for less than £500. Number three is legals. And I'll be honest with you, on this, you can't really cut corners. You're going to need to invest in the correct agreement, and there's just no escaping it. So don't cut corners here, please, whatever you do. Make sure you get the agreement. However, if I was on a really low budget, I would speak to some solicitors, speak to some people that could offer me the agreement. I would get it lined up, and then I would get it once I'm starting to build momentum so the money's in my account for longer. Don't go out there, buy an agreement off the bat, and then, like, you know, not get a deal for 6 months. That's my advice. Number four, forget letting agents. Yeah? The reason being, they're gonna wanna charge you a company let fee, they're gonna want to charge you a deposit, they're gonna want you to pay a month's rent as soon as you get the keys. So once again, it's gonna smash your budget quickly, especially if you're down south. So if you haven't got much money, you need to pull all your attention on getting direct to vendor. Next is forget expensive deal sourcing strategies. That means you don't want to be spending hundreds on letter campaigns, yeah? You definitely don't want to be using no deal sourcer that's going to charge you $3,000 before you get started. So keep the deal sourcing simple. Get in your environment, get in your area, speak with people, and try and find somebody with a genuine problem that you can fix. Number six, you know that you need to be direct to vendor. The next thing that's going to be key is selecting properties that need little to no work. Simple. We don't want to spend too much money on somebody else's property if we've only got a few grand. So find a property that doesn't need much work, that just needs furnishing. And if you're looking at doing SA or HMO, you might even be able to find a deal with furniture. I've had several deals now where they've been fully fledged HMOs with all the furniture, and I've only had to spend a few hundred pounds. So it's gonna take you a bit longer. You're gonna need to be patient and take your time, but it is definitely possible, I promise you. Top tip, just because the property needs work doesn't mean you need to be paying for it. So if you do find a property that's a bit tired, have an honest conversation with the landlord and say, look, I can definitely help you in terms of you being hands-free and take on all the management and maintenance and guarantee your rent, but I can't afford to replace all the carpets and the painting and the kitchen. You're gonna need to do that, or you're gonna need to fund that. I'll manage it, you fund it, and then I can guarantee your rent for 5 years. Number seven, and I've touched on it, do not pay deposits. Some landlords will want you to put a deposit down. If you've only got £5,000, you can't afford it, okay? So unfortunately, you need to say, look, you know, in terms of the cash flow of the business, we're not gonna be able to pay a deposit. We would rather invest our money into your property. Now, one little hack here is if the landlord is absolutely adamant that you do pay a deposit, you can get no deposit insurance, which means you just pay monthly, okay, and they are covered. So that can be a good win-win. Next up is a preparation period. So what I did in the early days was I would negotiate a few weeks rent-free, get the property ready really quickly, and then let the property out towards the end of the period so that the cash flow would help to pay, you know, to pay for the deal. It'd pay for the first rent. Let's take an example. Say you've got 5K and you spend £1,000 on getting set up in the agreements, ballpark. And then let's say, for example, you spend £3,500 on the furniture and the deal. You only got £500 left and the guaranteed rent's £1,000. You're struggling to afford it. Well, if you get the right rent-free period and you manage to get clients or tenants or a booking, you could cash flow before you have to pay them the first month's rent. And that is the ultimate leverage. Little disclaimer here, that's not easy, and you should always try and make sure that you're able to guarantee the landlord's rent. The last thing you want to do is rely on what I've just said, it get to the time where you need to pay them rent, and then you default month one, okay? Not encouraging that. And touching on that point, even though you've got the 5K, it might be a good idea to line up a little bit more money should you need it, even if it's just for a short period of time. My first deal, I was a few grand short. I managed to borrow the money and pay it back within 6 weeks. And then I managed to get the cash flow, £800 a month. And from there, I was able to build up. Last but not least, and once again, I don't say this lightly, I'm not a financial advisor and I'm not encouraging people to do this, but another key way of potentially getting started in rent-to-rent with 5K is getting some kind of finance or credit to help you out. Once again, can't stress this enough, this is not financial advice, but this is something that I had to do, okay? I did this, it's the only reason I'm even saying it. I had £3,000, I needed to put a few £1,000 on a credit card for a short period of time. I paid it back in full and then moved forward. Another option is a family member might be willing to give you a small loan just to get you started. So is it possible? Yes. What would I do? I would do those 9 things, implement as many as possible. And then the key thing is going to be being consistent and being patient. Because if you've not got much money, you're gonna need to organically grow this business from a standing start. So it might take you longer than somebody that's got a few thousand to spend on a mentor or a few thousand to spend on marketing. So just take it easy, acknowledge that you've not got much money, it might take a bit of time, and then just get stuck in and be consistent every single day.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check out simonsmithonline.com. See you next time.